Skagway is working toward building a senior center. A study done as part of that process found that seniors are underserved. It says the community should take action because the population is expected to double in the next decade. About 29% of Skagway's population is 55 years or older. Right now, there's a gathering space for them that's only open in the winter, and there's no designated senior housing. But the community is looking to change that. A few years ago, an ad hoc committee started looking at options. The city offered the old clinic site as a location for a new senior center. The committee started working with an architect, but they couldn't agree on a design. Now, a group of organizations, including the Rasmussen Foundation and 4-Acre Group, is providing consulting to develop a plan for a new senior facility.
I mean, the findings from this needs assessment are pretty unambiguous.
As part of that process, planner Barbara Scheinberg was hired to do a needs assessment to make sure that if a senior facility was built, it would be used.
The number of people 65 and older is going to double in Skagway. They've got a higher percentage than the state as a whole. So they already have demand and need, and it's going to double.
Aging in small-town Alaska is not easy, but more than 80% of Skagway seniors have family in town. Many have been there for decades. That means the majority of them do not want to leave for assisted living homes or more medical services as they need them. Scheinberg looked at the need for services that allow seniors to age in place. Those include personal, in-home, and hospice care. Between 5 and 15 Skagway seniors receive those types of services through the volunteer-run Good Neighbors program. But Scheinberg says those services are already stretched, and they'll become even more in demand as the population grows.
If they want to keep seniors in the community and have them continue contributing in, you know, culturally, socially, financially, and just in all the ways that seniors do, then there's really some gaps that need to be filled, and the need is only going to grow.
Finally, Scheinberg, in her report, looked at the need for senior housing. Other communities like Haines and Juneau have subsidized senior housing. Skagway has none. Scheinberg found that there are about 20 seniors in Skagway living below the poverty level. Combine that with Skagway's high demand for housing, and Scheinberg says the town could easily use a dozen or so apartment units specifically for seniors on fixed incomes.
Given how the shortage of rentals, particularly in the summer in Skagway, there's just very few alternatives for somebody to think about if they want to downsize. Particularly if they're on a fixed income.
This initial study is fairly general. The 4-Acre Group is planning a more in-depth housing market study. It will look at exactly how many subsidized senior housing units the town can support. Then the ad hoc committee and town will continue working toward building a senior center and senior housing, services Scheinberg studies show will be well used.